Well, we here in California know all about extreme weather events, fires, earthquakes, flooding, and now we can add tropical storms to the list. Most of us know the basics of disaster preparation. We need a go bag with clothes at the ready, make sure we have some big bottles of water around and some cans of food just in case. But my next guest says we also need to make plans to protect our financial lives. Things like birth certificates, social security cards, insurance documents. Michelle Singletary is a personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Drying out from our tropical storm. Right. So let's talk about which financial documents we really need. Let's say we have to leave in a hurry. What do we need to make sure that we have with us?
If you have time, you want to make sure you grab the most important things that are more difficult to replace, you know, in an emergency. So your driver's license, any passports, your social security card, any documents that you like insurance documents or bank documents. And hopefully you've got all of these in one file folder and you put it in a fire resistant, waterproof, safe box that you can easily carry in a hurry.
Okay, so not one of those big, heavy things that you can't lug.
That's correct. And especially if you've got just minutes to go. And in addition to those documents I mentioned, birth certificates, marriage certificates, even death certificates, anything that might take you a really long time to replace or you can't easily download online.
Right. Well, what about putting all this stuff just on the cloud, like you can take photographs of it and keep it on the iCloud or something like that?
You want to do both, actually, because you want to have the documents as proof to something. But for example, if you need to go into the bank or you need to prove something, they're going to want to see the original document. And so, you know, if you've got to travel, they want to see your driver's license, not just a copy of it. So you want to have those things in the back in the cloud as a backup, but as much as you can, if you can, you want to have the hard documents.
All right. So you should have all of that in a place where you can pick it up and go. I assume everyone's got their driver's license in their wallet, so you're bringing that with you as well. And so you also say we need to document our major purchases in case we need to replace them. How do we do that?
So, you know, all of us got our phones, you know, mobile phones. If you don't, your camera. But if you got your phone, go around and take a photo of all the major items that would cost a lot to replace. So if you've got a file insurance claim, they want to know what was in your house and do you have proof of that? So maybe you've lost the receipts or maybe they were destroyed in the disaster. But on your phone, which will you've hopefully backed up to the cloud, you have a copy of the furniture, the televisions, the computers, the laptops, you know, all the major expensive items. And I do want to say, if you've got to get out in a hurry, don't go back for documents. Don't pause for that kind of thing. You can replace them. It might take some little time. So you almost want to have, what can I or do I need to grab if I've got a couple of minutes? What if I've got 15 minutes? What if I've got a day's notice that something's happening, like in California? Okay, so now I have all this stuff in my safe and I can put it in my car and evacuate because I don't want anyone to risk their lives for documents. But if you've got some time, so you want to almost have a plan. I've got 2 minutes. I have 5 minutes. I've got a day. I've got a half a day. And you follow all the things that I'm telling you based on how quickly you have to evacuate wherever you are.
Can't you just look at your bank statements for the purchase transactions instead? And would that be enough?
If you can, like less than now, you know, you can't, maybe you bought it 5 years ago. Right. And I know my banks, they keep the statements for maybe the last 12 months, maybe 2 years. But anytime past that, I've got to order something from the company. So that's what I'm saying. If you can keep the receipts and keep them in the safe and you can grab that safe, great. If you can't, you'll be able to get some of this information. But when you're in a disaster and you're in the aftermath, the easiest things that you can do to relieve the stress of having been displaced, the better. So as you're buying things now, especially major things, keep those receipts in a file. And as you say, you can recreate them it can just be a little difficult.
Let's talk about insurance. And this is increasingly difficult and expensive here in California, especially. We've seen both State Farm and Allstate drop new policies, new consumers in the state. They say that's because of the increasing risk of wildfires, also high construction costs. So, in a place like California, a disaster-prone state, what should people be asking their insurance agents to make sure their homes are covered?
Just that question, what am I covered for? And do it before there's an issue, so that you make sure you have enough coverage. Lots of people were saying, well, just give me the minimum coverage because we all hope things are not going to happen, bad things are not going to happen. But with climate change, we know that bad things are happening more frequently. And that means that you can't go for the bare bones insurance unless you are a really good saver. You can replace things with your savings. So ask them, like my house, we have replacement insurance so that if something happens, they're going to replace the items at the current market value as opposed to what I paid 5 years ago. Renters, very, not enough renters have renters insurance because some people assume that because the overall structure has insurance that you're covered, but the items in your rental unit are not covered by that insurance. So you need separate renters insurance. And in many areas, it's very affordable to get that extra coverage. Life insurance, do you have enough or do you have it at all? The time to ask these questions is before the disaster hits.
Flood insurance is a tricky one, right? Because there is a national flood insurance program, but some people may not be covered by that.
That's right. So you can go through the federal government to get flood insurance. And if you go to floodsmart.gov, you'll get all the information about that. But it's not part of a regular policy. So you have to apply for it. Now, if you live in a flood zone, more likely you've got a mortgage, they're going to require you to have it. But you don't have to be in a flood zone to still need flood insurance. And because we have these extraordinary climate events that is impacting areas that we wouldn't normally think flood. So you want to get information about that and get that coverage. And you need to have it in place at least 30 days before an incident. So, we're still in hurricane season and will be till November, at least a little on the East Coast. I mean, obviously, what's happened in California was extraordinary. So you want to look into that now. Again, the message is before you need it is when you need to start looking for it.
All right. Well, words of wisdom, and thank you for all of that information. Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
What Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is accused of doing to keep his boss in office are legal. Jessica Levinson is here next on Press Play.